I would say sustainability is creating something that will last and not be harmful in the long term.
Hello and welcome back to the Sustainability Podcast, where we drink tea and talk about sustainable projects. I'm Tanner with the Office of Sustainability, and today I'm here with Ginny Pell, who is the lead intern for the DIY workshops at the office. And today we're going to talk about kombucha. Are you ready for some tea facts?
I'm very ready.
Okay, so kombucha is a fermented tea. We know that, right? So to make it, we're going to talk about how to make it, since this is a DIY podcast today. So I've made it before, a long time ago, so hopefully this is right. So you want to start with, you want to get a SCOBY, which stands for Symbiotic Colony of Bacteria and Yeast, which sounds really gross, so we're going to call it a SCOBY. You can get it off like the internet, like you can literally order it, which is what I did, or you can use like one of the plain kombuchas and just like make it from there. Yeah, or you can just borrow it from somebody else. Like I have a friend whose mom likes to give me her SCOBY. She calls it a creature. It's really cute. But anyway, so you get your SCOBY, you make some black tea, you let it cool, you add sugar while it's still hot, and then you put the SCOBY in, and then you ferment it for about 10 days with the SCOBY, and another SCOBY should form on the top. And then what you'll do is you basically like put that kombucha tea into like individual containers or jars or whatever, and then you screw it. So like while it's fermenting the first time, you put like a coffee filter, like a cheesecloth or something, so it can like breathe. And then once you put it in the other container, you can add like juice and more sugar to like make it taste good. And then you want to screw on a top and like make sure it's closed all the way so that it can get fizzy. And then you leave it for like another 3 days. And then you have kombucha. So it takes a while, but it's really tasty.
Interesting.
I know.
So is that SCOBY, is it like a powder?
No. So the SCOBY, it looks like a pancake. It's really like tough, but like kind of squishy. It's really gross, but kind of amazing at the same time.
It's just a little thing of bacteria.
No, it's actually kind of big.
Oh, wow.
It can get really big. Yeah, and so you just get rid of your old SCOBY, whether you give it to somebody or you can, like, compost it or something, and then you have a new one. So the health benefits is because it's probiotics, it's supposed to be really good for you. So it's good for, like, digestion, obviously. It's anti-inflammatory, and it's a good detoxing tea. And the first recorded use of kombucha comes from China in 221 BC. So it's a really old traditional kind of thing that people have been doing forever.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So now we're going to talk about you.
Okay.
So what's your major at the college?
I'm a biology major and I'm minoring in the Environmental Studies and Sustainability program.
Cool. So what is your role at the office?
I am the DIY lead intern. So I essentially am in charge of just making workshops for people to teach them how to make their own products, how to be self-sustainable, etc.
Nice. How did you get involved with the office? Like, what brought you to the Office of Sustainability?
Well, when I was minoring in the classes for my minor about sustainability, I found them really, really interesting. And then I was getting emails about the office and how they're interviewing for internships. And so I interviewed and I got in and I've been loving it.
Why did you decide to do DIY specifically?
I thought it would be really cool because it gives me a lot of flexibility. There were really no guidelines for it, so it's just kind of I had a lot of flexibility to do whatever I want, and so I'm working on 3 different projects right now that really are all very different. I think it's really cool because self-sustainability is a lot more than just feeding yourself or clothing yourself. There's a lot that goes into it.
So what is sustainability to you?
Well, in general?
Or? Yeah, like what is your personal definition of sustainability?
I think I would say sustainability is creating something that will last and not be harmful in the long term. So that could be environmental, economical, etc. And I don't know, being a biology major, I'm really interested in the environmental aspects, but for the DIY, I want to do it because it was also a lot more of the social, and so I don't really get that in my major.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been really interesting for me because I have been able to delve way more into like the social part of sustainability.
Okay, do you want to talk about any upcoming events?
Yeah, this Friday I am doing a DIY beauty event, so we're going to be making handmade deodorants and body scrubs, which I'm really excited for because I was doing research and it turns out that a lot of our beauty products contain a lot of toxins and a lot of chemicals, and there's a lot of studies going on, like learning about the long-term effects and the carcinogens and how a lot of our beauty products might be causing us cancer. And then for Sustainability Week, I'm working with the Microfinancing Club, and we're going to be doing a workshop for financial literacy. I think we're mostly targeting underclassmen because, you know, they're not quite sure. They don't really have a plan set yet. And so we're going to be trying to teach people how to make goals, how to set goals, how to plan, how to budget, how to save, different types of loans, student loans, just like the basic financial education that you don't get in high school and that your teachers don't really tell you. And like as a senior, I'm still not quite sure how to do it all. So I think it'll be really good. I wish I had a workshop like that when I was an underclassman. And then after that, I'm trying to do a cooking workshop because feeding yourself is one of the most basic knowledge, and a lot of people don't know how to do it, and so a lot of people just eat out, which is not the best financially or environmentally. And so if you can cook for yourself, you're going to save a lot of money, you're going to learn an important skill, and it's much more nutritious normally. So I have a friend who's a cook, and he's going to hopefully come and do a little workshop with us and teach people how to cook.
Mm-hmm. Yay. All right, well, I think that's it.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, and thanks so much for listening. We do new podcasts every Thursday, and you can find those at synergies.cfc.edu.